Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Now, wait a minute. Now, give me a chance to explain.
Now, see here, young man, I've got work to do. And besides, what you say is, well, is impossible.
But if you'd only...
Why, a lot of ladies I know say they never heard of one granulated soap doing all three kinds of wash.
But now, how can you or anyone say it's impossible when you won't even
try... Just imagine me washing my colored rayon slips with the same granulated soap I use for overalls and grimy towels.
Well, that just proves that you've never tried Muda's. It's one soap for everything in your wash.
But how can a granulated soap, so safe for rayon undies, get work shirts clean?
Well, does get them wonderfully clean.
Now, listen here. If that means a lot of hard scrubbing, I'm not interested.
Say, there's no hard scrubbing with does, and no boiling either. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you does.
Well, what about my wash pieces, my towels and linens?
I'm glad you brought that up. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than you'll get with does, I promise you. Your towels and linens will simply gleam. In fact, there's not another soap of any kind, bar tip or granules, that can get clothes whiter than does.
Well, I never.
Say, just you try does. You'll find it isn't quite like any other soap you ever bought before. Why, when Procter & Gamble made does, they made a really new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap.
My man.
Why, just take the suds does gives you. Say, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find does is better every way for suds.
How's that?
Well, it makes more suds even in hardest water. Suds that build up faster and that last up to twice as long.
Well, it certainly sounds wonderful.
Suds is wonderful. Now remember, it's made to do everything in your wash. And believe me, does it. So, join the does line at your store today and ask for does, D-U-Z, in the big red and white box. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the long and argumentative night which Molly planned to help her friends has passed. And like a long wave falling back into the years, it's left something on the shore. First, it left Mrs. Way restored to her own faith in herself. She's going to pay off her former husband's debt and the moral guilt which even prison couldn't erase. It's to be her wedding present to Oriane and Way. And second, it made Oriane realize that Margaret really loves her former husband. The sea took back Way's determination to marry Oriane. And if this happens, part of Molly's plan has failed. But now, on the following night, the sea flows back.
Rosalie, where are you?
I'll be right here, ma'am.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yes, ma'am.
Then will you please throw an eye into the soup and then put a little light here, dear? Papa's going to be a little late for supper.
All right.
Are you hungry, darling? If you are, then you can nibble.
No.
No. Rosalie, if you have nothing to do in between, would you mind
writing a letter to Mrs. Bloom?
How did you know?
I can always tell.
You're in the mood?
But get in the mood.
Thank you.
How late did Mrs. Way stay here last night?
Very late.
And?
I don't know, Rosalie.
Jamie says that she's paying his guests as a wedding gift.
Forget ink.
Where's Oriane, Ma?
She went to the village. She'll drive home with Papa. Mine's stationary, Rosalie.
Is Dr. Kendall in town, or did he go back to New York?
I don't know. Are you ready? Come.
Uh-huh.
Sit over here, dear. Wait, look, I'll do the tablecloth for the
wrinkles. It's all right.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Enough light for you?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready with the salutation?
Mm-hmm.
All right. She's all safe. Make her cap a tea.
I know.
Dear Mrs. Bloom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, quick, uh-huh. Dear Mrs. Bloom.
Oh,
all right, don't scribble. Write so she'll be able to read.
All
right. Dear friend, plenty and many things have happened, dear friend, since you and I exchanged words face to face. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Face to face. I'm sure if we met, we wouldn't have many words to say. You would look at me, and I would look at you, and we would know, you and I, what was in our hearts.
What do you mean, Lord?
Right on. Your Mikey and my Sammy are only 3 months apart. Curious, Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mikey enlist or this is vacant to be called. Write me. Amen. Dear friend, don't scribble, Leslie. Don't scribble Palmer Method. Write clear. Dear friend, if I live, I'll come down to see you next week. If not, maybe the week after. There is so much to be done at the moment. Nothing but winning seems important now.
Mama, darling.
Oh, darling, right. And yet, what happens to people seems important. I wrote to you about Orianne and Mr. and Mrs. Ray. Everything is critical yet. More than I did, I cannot do. I'd like to see Orianne and Dr. Kader marry, because I think they would be happy. And that's so important. In times like these, we know how important a moment of happiness can be.
You want me to write all that, huh?
Why not?
I didn't know that it was a good thing.
What thing did I do?
Thinking.
That too, Rosalie. That too. Take the phone, dear.
Right.
Let me see what you got there.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is this
Mary
562?
Yes.
May I speak to Mr. Wayne, please?
Just 1 minute.
Where is it, Evelyn?
It's for Mr. Wayne, ma'am.
A longer walk.
I think it's long distance.
So call him down, he's upstairs.
Mr. Wayne!
Oh, go up, darling, don't holler, Mr. Bay. Go up, please.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, just hold 1 minute, please.
Thank you.
I'm calling him to the phone, please.
Thank you.
So just hold 1 minute.
Thank you.
This long distance, Mr. Ray.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Wade, this is Rowling.
Oh, hello, Rowling. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm glad to know that you're the same.
Who told you?
Well, a man has no secrets from his lawyer.
You mean my former lawyer. I can't afford one now.
It's a fine thing you're doing, Wade. Very fine.
What thing?
Well, you don't have to be that modest. I've called up every newspaper in town. I'd like to see them backtracking after all the things they said 3 years ago.
Just what are you talking about?
Paying off the debts, of course. It's a darn nice thing, Way. I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I saw the letter this morning with the check and everything.
But I...
Yes, especially after you served the term, you know? You didn't have to get Margaret to help you pay this off. I take back everything I said about it.
I don't want to accept it.
What?
I said I don't want to accept it. I don't want her to pay those debts back. Send her check back.
But after all, man, I think...
I refuse to accept it. Goodbye. I'm not going to let Margaret pay that money back.
You didn't believe she meant what she said?
No, I didn't. But I can't accept it. I wouldn't be able to marry Orianne if I did. That's why she did it. It's her last chance to make me unhappy, to prevent my marriage to Orianne. I'm not going to accept that.
I don't understand you, Mr. Ray. What do you mean you're not going to accept it? The money is going to the people whose money you took. The money you waste, she's paying them back, not you.
But she's doing it to stop my marriage to Orianne.
Why should that stop your marriage to Orianne?
How could I marry Orianne after Margaret did this? It's not a dollar or two, Mrs. Goldberg. It'll take almost all the money she has. It'll take the life she's lived all her life from her. I can't accept that. I won't.
She doesn't mind.
But I mind. I know what I want now. I know what will give me peace and happiness I've looked for. It's Orianne. But what kind of a marriage would it be if she knew and I knew that my former wife had done this? It would break up our marriage. We'd never be alone. Margaret would always be in between. It would spoil everything.
Funny. Very funny. If a good thing done out of a good will can spoil your marriage to Orianne, Mr. Reagan, then maybe something is wrong. Not with a good thing, but with the marriage. Excuse me. Hello?
Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Ray.
I wanted to call and say goodbye before I left.
Oh, I'm very glad you called. So you're leaving now?
Yes, in a few moments.
May I speak to her, please?
Just 1 minute, Mrs. Ray, please. Just 1 minute. Surely, Mr. Ray, here you are.
Hello. Margaret.
Oh, good.
I just heard from Roland. You had no right to do that.
What did he say?
I'm not going to accept that, Margaret. I won't.
Does your dislike of me even extend to those other people?
Oh, it's not that. You know it. You have no right to.
You asked me to do it once before.
But you refused, and I went to prison.
Yes, it was a cruel and brutal thing to do, and I'm sorry. I'm trying to make up for it. You'll be able to forget it now, Edward.
You think it's going to stop my marriage to Oriane?
No, I think it's going to make it possible. You wouldn't have been happy with that dead past hanging on your shoulders. You know it.
But you...
Oh, it's a very small thing to do, Edward. I'm not sacrificing very much.
You know that isn't true.
Well, it makes me feel better. I'm selfish enough to want to do what makes me feel good.
But Margaret...
It's no use talking about it. You can't help yourself, and perhaps later you won't be so sorry you ever knew me. Goodbye, Edward.
Wait, Margaret, please.
What for?
Please.
Yes?
Margaret, I want to see you before you go.
And so, with an unconscious wisdom, Molly has builded better than she thought. But just where will this meeting take place? How will it come out? Will Wei be able to give up Oriane? Should he?
Well, look here. Here's the lady who writes in to say she's tired of washing dishes with old-fashioned halfway soaps. Yep. She's tired of those mild bar soaps that don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps that cheat her on gentleness for her hands. Well, if you're tired of halfway soaps, too, then try New Dez. That brand-new kind of granulated soap. You know, Dez does everything in your wash, and what's more, it has everything for dishes, too. Whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after going around with a dozen of the dish pans. Actually, Dez is the only leading granulated laundry soap to treat your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet, Dez can't be beat by any soap for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even roasting pan grease without any hard scouring. Remember, you can tell the difference in Dez right in the suds. So, just ask for Dez today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Mr. Wei meets his wife for the last time before she leaves. And Molly is present at the meeting, but not in the place. This is James Fleming wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.